I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, it is estimated that there are 50 million feral cats in the United States. Unlike stray cats that are really just homeless pets, ferals are more like wild animals. They tend to avoid human contact, although they may live in close proximity to people. Colonies of feral cats tend to form in areas where they have access to food and shelter. Females breed and have litters of kittens. Male cats fight each other over food, mates, and territory. In the past, local governments and animal control agencies attempted to eliminate the problems created by feral cats by trapping and euthanizing them. But removing the cats created a vacuum effect as other ferals simply moved into the area and established new colonies. Last month, the results of a 2-year study were released showing that the practice of trap, neuter, return, or TNR, may offer a real solution to the problem of feral cats. Using humane traps to capture the cats, spaying and neutering the animals, and then returning them to the same area where they were found, new colonies did not form, fewer kittens were born, neutered males did not fight. The study focused on a 5-square-mile area adjacent to the University of Florida in Gainesville. It included the downtown business district, several residential areas, a couple of homeless shelters, and a mobile home park. Efforts were made to involve people who lived or worked in the area to help with capturing the cats. Over the 2-year period, almost 2,400 animals were spayed or neutered, just over half the estimated feral cat population in the target area. As a result, Animal Control reported a 70% decline in the number of cats taken in from that area. At the shelter, euthanasia rates of cats plummeted to 5% of the rate before the TNR program began. The study was funded by a $250,000 grant from Maddie's Fund, a foundation dedicated to reducing the numbers of animals euthanized in shelters. The results support the belief by many that a trap, neuter, return program can be successful in reducing feral cat overpopulation and the need for euthanasia when we're speaking of pets.